I want to thank the members of the media for joining us today. I'm here today at Buffalo Police Headquarters with Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia, with Chief of Detectives Craig Macy, and the family members of Jasmine Fombi. Many of us are here today because we, quite frankly, are heartbroken. We're angry. But one thing is for sure, we all want answers. We want those who commit homicides in our community to face justice. In our continuing effort to solve homicides, we're announcing a new initiative in the city of Buffalo. Buffalo police are working directly with the families of homicide victims to encourage witnesses to speak up. Today, we are calling on the public to do the right thing and help us solve unsolved homicides. From now until mid-August, Buffalo police have arranged to have a billboard put up at the intersection of Michigan and Cherry about Jasmine Fombi's death. Jasmine is the 14-year-old girl who was struck and killed by gunfire on May 4th on Alexander Place as dozens of teenagers were leaving a party. She was funny and outgoing with a full life ahead of her. She was loved by many people. I want to thank the family of Jasmine Fombi for their courage and for being here today. To Jasmine's mom, Angel Myrie, your courage is inspiring. No one should have to lose a child like this. Certainly, as mayor, I extend condolences on behalf of our entire community. This billboard lists a $7,500 reward from Crime Stoppers Western New York, encouraging witnesses to come forward. I want to recognize the leadership of Police Commissioner Grimaglia and Chief of Detectives Craig Macy and the members of the Buffalo Police Department on this initiative. The Buffalo Police have also interviewed Jasmine's family members, and today we will share their video testimonials requesting anyone with information to come forward. The video testimonials are powerful, they're touching, and we hope they will touch the hearts of people who have information to come forward. We know someone knows something about what happened that night. If you saw something, say something. No detail is too small. It is our hope that when people look at this first in a series of billboards and video, they will and see Jasmine, they will pick up their phone and pass along information. Here to tell us more about this important initiative is Buffalo Police Commissioner Joe Grimaglia.
Thank you, sir. So this is going to begin a series of video testimonials, homicide family victim testimonials, that we're going to use through our social media and the media to get out this information. We know that frequently in homicide cases, there are witnesses, there are people that know something, there are people that saw things. And even if you hear something, all of that information is vitally important to our homicide investigations. We know for a fact that there were a significant amount of people at the homicide on May 4th of Jasmine. We know for a fact that there are witnesses and that people know something and they can come forward and put this case over the top so that we can make an arrest and at least get some level of closure or comfort to the family knowing that an arrest has been made. We're hoping that with the cooperation of families, and this is a tremendous amount of courage for families to be able to come forward and talk about their loved ones, that someone will see this and they'll have a conscience and they'll want to come forward and do something. I encourage everyone to pass this video around, watch the video, send it to everybody, and please come forward and give us something that we can bring closure to this case. The billboard has gone up. The billboard has been put up with the use of asset forfeiture money, so we're using drug money to pay for this. It'll run for a month, and we are going to start these testimonials for roughly at about every month, we're going to put a new homicide testimonial out. So we're reaching out to families, and we're going to garner cooperation so they can come forward and have an opportunity to say something, to speak their truth about their family member, and then we will get these videos out in an effort to garner this cooperation. I want to thank Chief of Detectives Craig Macy for working on this initiative, for getting this going forward, and getting them out. What we want to do is get these out pretty heavy in the areas, particularly where these homicides occurred. We're going to get our NET team and our community police officers to also leaflet around the areas where the homicides occur to hopefully, again, garner somebody to come forward. If you know anything, don't think that we know that information already. Please call, even if you think we have the information, please call and let us know and let us be the judge of what we know, what is useful, and what might not be useful. But we need those calls to come forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. Now I want to turn to Jasmine's mom, Angel, and give Angel the opportunity to say a few words.
Good afternoon. Unfortunately, my child did pass from gun violence. And like we did speak about, right is right, wrong is wrong, and shouldn't no child lose their life due to gun violence. If anyone know anything, I mean, it would be encouraging for them to go to the Buffalo Police or call that hotline, the tip line, because our family is definitely grieving still from this situation. And that's all.
Thank you, Angel.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Angel. And again, thank you for your courage and the courage of your family. We'll now open up to any questions that the members of the media have.
Mayor, will it be one billboard, or is there a plan to have more billboards at some point featuring other cases as well?
Yes, it will be initially one billboard featuring Jasmine's story and videos. And then in the next month, there will be another person's story with a billboard and video. So there will be a video that will be produced by the Buffalo Police Department every month.
You've used billboards in the past, the homicide investigation.
Commissioner.
Or is that new as well? Or is the new piece social media?
We have used billboards in some cases. We've used them in some cold cases. The billboards certainly have a reach. We know social media has a larger reach. That's why we're doing both, and that's why we want to put these video testimonials together, because we all know how social media can spread, so we're really going to push this out. But we have used some billboards in the past.
So the new piece is the social media. You haven't done the videos in the past, is that right?
No. This is going to be new with our socials. So we have someone on staff that does a tremendous job at producing videos, monitoring our social media, putting that content together. And he's the one that that gets these videos together for us, working with Homicide and the families.
Could you talk about why you think people have not come forward? There are hundreds, probably, of witnesses to this event.
I can only surmise in any case why people don't come forward, whether it's out of fear, intimidation, or thinking somebody else is going to come forward. But there are a lot of young people there. And, you know, I think one of the things that I hope for is that their parents see this video, that they can look at this and then they can maybe, look within themselves and think, you know, that could have been my child, and maybe sit down and talk to their child that they know were probably at that party or know something, and talk to your child and get information to come forward.
Commissioner, how much is this one billboard costing? And do you have any latest homicides statistics you can share with us?
$7,500 is a billboard?
That's the reward.
No, what was the
billboard? The actual fee is about $1,200.
Yeah, it's about $1,200 for the billboard. Again, that comes out of asset forfeiture money. We've made very good progress on homicide clearances this year. I believe the latest number is 26 homicide cases cleared from both this year and in prior years. We are at 22 homicides for the year. We have been making a lot of good progress. We've had a great working relationship with the district attorney's office on getting these cases forward. And we're going to do everything we can in our power to get whatever information out, to do whatever we can to make an arrest, to bring closure to these cases.
Commissioner, do you know As we reported back then, they believe that there were three handguns present at that shooting at the time. And a lot of questions were raised also about the property owner, where this party occurred. Was there any follow-up on that action with any individuals who might have held this party? And then again, with the fact that there were supposedly, again, three handguns present at that party, as was reported.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the specifics of any evidence that may or may not have been collected. We're really going to keep that as part of the investigation, particularly because this case is still open and we don't want to cause any potential issues going forward with the grand jury or with the trial. We look at every address. We look at any incident that something occurs. You know, this party that had happened was broken up, and then it kind of traveled around, and some groups kind of traveled around being dispersed. So it's, you know, we don't have the necessary reach, if you will, if there's an owner, hypothetically, if there's an owner-occupied location versus a commercial space versus a rental space. If someone's renting an apartment or renting a house, we certainly have the ability to do an order to vacate. Going through housing court, that is a challenge, you know, getting through that process. But when it comes to businesses, and you know what we've closed bars, we've closed establishments because there are licenses that they hold that are issued by the city, and we have more authority on that end. So right now we're looking to garner cooperation on this case, get people to come forward.
Are you able to say if it was a private home or if this was like an Airbnb type deal where they rented the property for the party?
I have no information it was an Airbnb at this time.
Commissioner?
Would Jasmine's mother like to talk a little bit more about her daughter? You know, I know we're going to hear from you on video, but this is, you know, another chance to get your message out about her daughter and how you feel about those people who have not come forward yet.
Well, well, Jasmine, she was a funny, outgoing, loving baby. It was her year to graduate this year. She did graduate. She was looking forward to going to high school and getting her summer job. She was just a nice outgoing. She was a nice girl. You know, she was just a regular teenager, normal teenager. You know, good girl. And I am a little upset why no one's haven't spoken about this yet, because this, I hate for it to even happen again, because it's for someone to think that they got away with it. So, you know, sometimes people just does it again, and I hope this doesn't happen again.
Angel, what is your direct message to the person who did this to your daughter?
I just wish they would come forward, that's all. Just wish they can come forward to know how much pain that they gave to our family.
Anyone else?
How many unsolved murders do you think you have on the books? And would this be approached to ever apply? Now, obviously, ones that go way back, like we hear one, I believe the Crime Stoppers put out from 1985, a 13-year-old girl. Could you use this approach, or is that difficult? Obviously, family members may have passed. You don't have people to talk to. Could this be expanded, possibly?
Yeah, we're going to look at particular cases, and you know, unfortunately, there's far too many open homicides going back, you know, many, many years, decades. But we're going to look at some of those cases where we have information and we just need something to put it over the top, and we're going to look at some where we need to kickstart a case. You know, some issues at times with some of the cold cases, it can go both ways. You've got some where so much time has passed that people aren't afraid to speak up, or you know that they are more willing to speak up, and some are so old that unfortunately, you know, there's no viable witnesses. You know, those are things that we're going to have to look at. We look through cases. We have two detectives that are assigned to our cold case unit, and they are digging into a significant number of cases. They have numerous active cases, and when I mean active, that are on their desk and working leads on. But they are very lengthy. They're time-consuming working a cold case because of, as you just said, the amount of time that they have been cold. So, you know, we're just getting started with this. We've already got an idea of who we want to look to for our next case. I'm not going to divulge that right now. We'll let that out when it moves forward. But we're going to start looking at cases to identify and where we believe that we can really get the most impact. We don't want to just grab a random case that we have really nothing to go on just for the sake of doing it. We want to be kind of strategic about it. that hopefully it will get us into a position where we can advance our evidence and make an arrest.
Commissioner, if we could, saying that she was really stepping up security, they were making sure the state police was watching.
Hold on one second, we're going to go off topic.
Yeah, this is all
about. Yeah, why don't we wait a little bit? Yesterday. It went up yesterday. Yeah, we were, you know, kind of hoping to do this yesterday, but the company was working to get the billboard up, so now it's been up since yesterday.
And this will be up here by August?
The middle of August. It's up for a month.
Commissioner, you did talk about in the Ramon Carter arrest how important eyewitness testimony was to that case. Can you just, I know you can't talk about specific to that case, but can you expand on the role that eyewitness testimony played in the homicide investigation?
If we're done on topic, I just want to clear the stage and just have the commissioner and chief of detectives take the off topic.
Okay.